There we go. Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Singing, Marv. Good morning, everybody. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great one out there. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. I'm sorry we wasted 30 seconds of your time there. That's we got blue skies this morning greeting us, Brittany. That's pretty cool.
Oh my gosh, it's so bright and beautiful. I'm loving it. It's going to be a good day today in terms of the weather. Mostly sunny, nothing to worry about, just the cold. A bit breezy at times. We might see winds around 30 miles per hour, but nothing like yesterday. The highs, right? And the highs today hitting about the low 20s. So with a 30 mile per hour wind on top of that, it'll probably feel more like the single digits to teens.
Tis
the season.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, this is what we know. This is how it's going to be and everything. But, at least we're a little bit better prepared for it, right, Brittany?
Exactly. And we've got good news because on Saturday, we'll be above freezing. And on Sunday, into the mid-40s. So extremely warm compared to where we are right now.
Wow.
And everybody laughed at me for keeping my shorts out. No, the one day left. Yeah,
that's it.
The one day. That's it. I'm going to wear them, though. Brittany, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
We'll let Brittany join us tomorrow. Get everybody ready for the weekend. We have her join us every day on this time slot. Mm-hmm. Seth and I got some fun stuff lined up for you today. Not only the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the way, but we're going to get into a couple of other fun topics. Sam's Club is doing some monstrosity. I don't know what it is. I don't know what to do. We got to get into that. Are you a self-gifter? We're going to get into that one. At some point today, Seth and I are going to be brave, and we're talking prostates and robots.
All right. Whoa, okay. Two words not usually uttered together.
No, for a real good reason. But we'll get into that a little bit later. We've also got a bunch of great guests joining us this morning. We're going to be talking to some friends of ours at St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church.
Ooh.
They have got a great event going on this Saturday for the kids.
All right, cool.
We'll talk about that one. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friends at the Southwood County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
Of course.
All that coming up, but let's go ahead and start this show the way we like to with a listener. Good morning. You're on the air.
Morning, James.
Hey, good morning, bud. What do you got for us today?
What time is it when the clock breaks?
I don't know. What time is it?
Time to get a new clock.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Actually, I think we have that time right on our clock.
Yeah, our clock here is wacky. So, yeah.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Have a great morning.
You too.
Thank you.
All right.
Best listeners in radio.
Oh, what a great way to start the day with a joke. Love it.
We encourage you, and that reminds us as well, it encourages you when they open their doors over at the ODC's Milkweed Market. Get on over there for all your holiday gifts, everybody.
Good Christmas
Say
shopping.
Hi to our. Yeah, it's a great place. It's really a must place go
for
unique gifts and wonderful gifts and locally owned and made gifts, everybody. Head on over to Milkweed Market and find out more at odcinc.com, odcinc.com. So we're going to have all that going on today. 9 o'clock hour is going to have some entertainment news in there. We're looking forward to not only getting that to you, but also talking about some other great things going on here at the station and our schedule. Got all that coming up.
Okay.
I want to get into a couple of other fun ones like 15 hygiene habits that no one talks about, but we really should be. We're going to be around a lot of family.
Dirty little secrets. Yeah, that's true.
We're going to be around a lot of family in the next couple of weeks here and everything. This might be a good time to brush up on, though.
Brush up on your hygiene. Not bad. Not bad. I'll take that one.
Speaking of brushing up or washing up or however you want to put it, is anybody really doing this? And please call up 715-424-2600. Country Living did a big article on whether you should be washing your Christmas tree before bringing it into your home. The idea of washing fake trees went viral last year because they can get dusty in storage, but we're talking about real trees this time.
Right, okay.
A handful of people on TikTok claim it gets rid of any bugs that might be on there. Most of them just spray it down with a hose and let it dry. But it's not very practical if you live someplace cold, and bringing a wet tree into the house doesn't make much sense.
No.
So does it actually do any good? Well, according to experts, spraying your tree down properly won't hurt it, but no, it's not worth the hassle. Most bugs that can hang out in there are harmless, and once you bring them inside where it's warm, they pretty much die off.
Yeah, right.
Well, this is not what they signed up for.
No.
If anything, they say just to shake your tree before you bring it inside, it should get rid of most of the bugs and loose needles.
Right, exactly, which is also smart. Otherwise, you're going to just end up with a bunch of loose needles on your floor.
Yeah.
When you drag it in the house. So
for your and I know we've talked about this, we've been working together long enough and everything, for the audience out there, your family growing up upper Minnesota, Seth, did you guys have real Christmas trees often?
Every year we had a Christmas tree, because where we lived, which was a heavily wooded area, northern Minnesota makes sense, right? My dad owned some property, but it was basically swampland. So we couldn't, that's something where you're not going to go in the summer, but in the winter, it freezes.
Yeah.
And you can actually go out there. So we would go out with my family and our cousins that live just, you know, next door, and my aunt and uncle, and we would go into the woods. We would literally go into the forest, into this swampy area. We'd bring our sleds. We would bring a picnic. Yes, we would grill hot dogs. We'd make a fire.
Ooh.
We would grill hot dogs. We'd have hot chocolate. So we'd actually have a picnic in the middle of the forest in the winter, and then as we were going, we'd, you know, see if we could find a tree that we wanted to bring back, which, you know, we would, and that's what the sleds were for, to drag those out of the woods. So
and shortly after that, Norman Rockwell would come by and draw
and paint it.
Right?
Yeah, right.
It.
Yes, it was, yes, Americana. Right.
That's awesome.
Every year we had like a little picnic in the woods getting our Christmas
tree.
That's
really cool.
Yeah.
With that, when you guys, before you bring the tree in, you shake it before you bring it in, right?
Yeah, we usually did something like that. I think my dad, if I remember correctly, would give it up. I mean, some years we had like a cathedral ceiling in the house I grew up in, so we could get 12-foot trees.
Ooh.
We got some really big ones some years. So,
That's awesome.
That would make it a little bit harder to shake it, but yeah.
I've only gotten to do it once or twice, but I got to cut down a Christmas tree once, and it was at a Christmas tree farm, of course. Wasn't anything like that, but where you just walk outside your front yard to grab one.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was a lot of fun. It was a little bit harder than I expected it to be at first, but the second year I did it, it was a lot smoother. When you figure out how to cut and everything.
Yep.
I just went in there with a saw. I was just so excited. I'm going to get and cut down a Christmas tree, and
right.
I just go in there all willy and no, that was not the way to do it. You got to go at an angle and all that. But when the people there told us, just give it a good shake and you should be fine. That seems
that's really
like
all you need to do. Yeah.
And with fake trees, just dust them off. They were saying, and I do remember this from last year, that does, you know, it isn't a bad idea with a fake tree. It's been in storage. That is not a bad idea.
But sure.
Interesting that the thing we bring in from the outdoors, you don't have to worry as much about, but the stuff in your own home, like, oh, that one you want to check out. That one you want to look
over.
You better look that over. Interesting. And I'm curious how many people out there are getting real trees this year.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's to each their own. There are some people that can't necessarily have a real tree, some people that can't afford a real tree, or whatever the above. And there's plenty of people out there that don't want the have to remember to water it.
Right,
every
water
day
it and clean up, you know, because it will lose needles, of course. You have to, vacuum periodically around the tree and that sort of thing. I get that, too. So, we've done both recently. If we're going to be going out of town, we do the fake tree so we don't have to worry about taking care of it. But if we're going to be here like this year, we are getting a real tree.
Right.
So it's both, and they both have their good points to it, right?
Yeah.
The fake tree is great. It's already lit. You just hang it up and it's good to go.
And it doesn't matter fake or real. Your animal is going to love it either way. They're gonna mess with it either way. You've never seen a cat or a dog be like, oh well, it's a fake tree, I'm not messing with that.
No.
They are going to have fun with that thing.
They will.
There really needs to be, there has to be something like this, and I'm sure there are toys that are similar to it and everything. But just your own, you have your tree and then a tree for the cat. Just a little tree on the side to distract the cat, and a fake tree for the cat.
We did that. We had a couple of small trees that we put up as well, you know, with the big, that were fake ones. But no, the cat still liked the real one.
I
knocked it over once, actually. My dad wasn't happy about that.
That's interesting. You just said that. So I want to say it was, well, it was over Thanksgiving weekend and everything. My sister and brother were in town. The three of us haven't been together, like, really since the pandemic, like, especially for a holiday or anything. So we got together and we're hanging out and we're talking. And my mother and father certainly take any opportunity to bring up old war stories and joke story. Yeah, joking at that. Yes. But old stories about things that I did or my brother or sister did and everything. And they told one that I had forgotten. When I first moved up here, and I didn't have a lot of toys, but I started to get some, and I got G.I. Joe guys and Transformers, but I was a little more mature than a lot of the other kids and stuff, and I used these guys, and I had them doing, like, movies, and, like, they were acting out scenes and everything.
That's great.
And my mom was telling this, I don't remember this, but apparently I had a bunch of my guys hanging from the tree. And I don't know what kind of swashbuckling thing I was doing
they
or whatever
repelling
with them.
From
yes,
the tree.
They were doing something, and it weighed down one side of the tree and pulled the tree down. Like, not completely down, but it pulled it enough.
It pulled it over, yeah. It's just like, ah!
My papa calls me in, and I guess just was staring at the tree. It didn't even say anything to me, just kind of looking at it, like, just dumbfounded. Like, what were you, why?
Well, how did this
why?
Tree do this? I didn't know.
You don't even have a camera. Why, who's watching this movie that you're making?
It's all in your head. It was all right there.
I'm curious, all of you out there, who's getting a real tree, who's getting fake trees, and why, and everything. Share that with us. Certainly a big shout out to all of our tree farms out there and everybody. And certainly working hard right now.
We have some good ones around here, too.
Yeah, we really do. We're spoiled when it comes to that. We're going to take a time out. We'll come back. I knew I was going to do that. because she's over there now. It's not my fault.
Misty is working at El Cafe. Yes, it's true.
So I'm not.
You're half right.
I am half right. A quarter right. I am the tenth right. We will come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here on the morning show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is celebrate your birthdays, your anniversaries, and our great friends at El Cafe. Go visit them right now at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good one from all of us. A little chilly out there, but they got some stuff to warm you up.
I'll bet they do.
Some nice chili cheese breakfast burrito.
Ooh.
Chicken bacon Alfredo are today's specials. Go check those out.
Nice.
All the other great things on that menu and the wonderful people over there. Buy local, support local. Support those that support this community and this radio station. And we encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to us, info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and certainly you can call up.
715-424-2600, or if you have the Civic Media app, which you should have, everybody, because, by the way, we have another text-to-win contest coming very soon. Got to get ready. And you can call us right there, one-touch dialing, and get us on the air. 424-2600.
Looking forward to talking with you, everybody. Join the conversation. We got a three possible qualifiers today. Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
3.
All right. Makes it easy. There we go. We get right into it. We first up want to wish happy birthday to Dana Day.
Happy birthday, Dana.
It's a great name. Also sounds like she should be a pop star.
Yeah, right.
She should, like, Dana.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dana Day.
Yeah, it just sounds great, right? Yeah. I don't know what you're doing, Dana, but you may have missed a call.
You never know.
Can't sing a lick, but hey, that doesn't matter nowadays. Auto-tune and everything.
Right.
But, happy birthday to you, Dana. Hope it's a good one. We wish happy birthday to Carol Kowiski.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Enjoy your day, Carol. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday to Cecilia C.C. Laudenbach.
Oh, C.C., that's her nickname. Oh,
yeah.
See, you know what? That's why Cecilia is such a cool name. Oh, C.C. is such a great nickname.
Great.
So happy birthday, C.C.
We're not making enough Cecilias.
No, we are not.
It's a great name. It's a great name.
I blame Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. and C.C., we wish you a great birthday. We encourage you to brag to all your friends and family and strangers and animals that you are our qualifier today. We take a look at our celebrity list. Malcolm in the Middle is 39. Frankie Muniz.
Oh, my goodness.
39 for Frankie.
Everyone who watched that show now feels really old.
Yeah. If I have this right, I believe that he kind of got a little bit tired of acting. Mm-hmm. The Agent Cody, it wasn't the TV show. It was doing the movie.
The Agent Cody Banks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of just came like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. I believe he's racing like an F1 or something like that now.
Oh, really?
He's doing some kind of racing.
Wow.
I'm not sure 100% what.
Interesting.
Also, doesn't look like he's aged today. Like,
I know. He still looks the same. Yeah, it's weird.
Maybe because he got out of the industry.
didn't age him like it normally would, right?
Yeah. Let's see here. Nick Stahl is 45. John Connor in Terminator 3. He was in Sin City. Was also in Carnival. Good actor. Yeah. I feel like he never got his break. Just that big role for him. Because he seemed like a good enough actor to have it. Margaret Cho is 56.
Wow.
Great stand-up comedian.
Yep. Very funny.
Good actor, too. Good stuff here and there. Gary Allen is 57 today. Just Gary Allen, if it's got the word man in it, he's going to sing about it.
You can hear him on 105.5 WIRI. We play Gary Allen songs there.
In case you didn't know Gary Allen was a man, he's going to make darn sure you know.
Man.
Johnny Resnick is 59. Goo Goo Dolls lead singer.
Oh, yes.
Slide, Iris, Name. Mm-hmm. If you grew up when we grew up, you heard all of those and you've heard them, I feel, at least 1,000 times.
Constantly.
At least.
Constantly, man.
If I have it right, too, another one of these bands, and this happened, you and I have talked about this a lot. You could do a Seth Faces the Music on this, as far as bands that like had a joke name and then they got stuck with it.
Yes. Could do it.
Corn, Hootie and the Blowfish. I think the Police were something like that too. Like there's a lot of them.
My favorite's Hoobastank still.
Yeah,
so regretted that. They so did.
I don't know what any of these this has happened enough to where you would think as a band, let's play it safe.
Don't do the joke name.
Yeah.
Just find something you like. You know, it doesn't have to be clever. You know, just go with a band name.
Got a couple names left, but first let's get to a name possibly and take a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, James. This is Diane calling, and you called off the wrong names this morning. Those are for tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Because I apologize. It's just what I had here for December 5th. I apologize. Well, we're going to have to, you know what? They're getting two. They're going to get it again tomorrow. We're making sure
today,
that.
Dave, though, you missed the one that I have down. I have my sheet right in front of me that I took down to Pam the other day. And for today, it's Kim Dolan.
Okay, Kim Dolan. Well, we will put that Kim on the list. Okay.
And then for tomorrow, the other two that you said today, Carol Kowiski and C.C. Lodenbach.
Well, we have our qualifier for tomorrow. We'll be sure to make sure to mention their names tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody can make a mistake, you know. We're human beings.
You know, I try to remind myself that I'm human here and there. And this is a great reminder of it.
Okay, James. I'm glad that I caught a hold of you. Anyway.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in. Have a great morning.
Best
listeners in radio.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for that. And they're getting more bang for their buck here. We get to double dip. What we were really doing there is we want all the, you know, Carol, Cece to get some great gifts.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
You know, we just gave you guys a little heads up. Hey, if you didn't get anything from them yet.
Yeah.
Jack Russell is 64. Great white singer. Let's see.
That can't be his real name.
No, can't.
Yeah,
be.
No one named Jack Russell is their really name. Jack Russell.
Really, it just feels like a rough name to be bored with too. Like I don't know. Let's see here. Jim Messina is 77 of Loggins and Messina. Messina,
that's right. Yep.
The more famous part. No. Just kind of got left in the dust by Kenny Loggins.
He did. Whatever happened? I hate to say that. Whatever happened to Jim Messina? No.
I'm not sure how that ended too. I've never really heard any news about that. When I know that there's a wonderful like yacht rock video about it, but I don't know if that's. I'm pretty sure that's not accurate. Let's see here. And Jose Carnaras is 78. One of the three tenors.
Oh, yes.
Maybe not the most famous of them, but certainly just as great as the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some people no longer with us. Jack Russell was in the no longer with us section. Oh, sorry. Okay. One of the kings of rock and roll, Little Richard, born on this day in 1932, passed away in 2020. Long life for one of the most flamboyant and impressive lead singers of all time.
Richard Penniman wrote his own stuff, too, which, by the way, is, we take it so for granted. With the Beatles. They were the ones that really did that. But there were so many people, like, especially the early rock and rollers, like Chuck Berry and Little Richard and Fats Domino and stuff. They actually wrote their own music. Pop singers didn't do that back in the day. Mm-hmm. It was all Tin Pan Alley kind of stuff. It was by professional songwriters. And then these guys came around and started writing their own stuff, and well, the rest is history.
And you can't tell the history of music without mentioning Little Richard.
No,
it'll come up. It is important and interesting. to think about if Little Richard comes out today, not a big deal. Going to be a hit. Certainly, I think
so. It's talented,
still going to be just as celebrated and all that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how much he really even stands out, to be honest. I think that you, as talented as he was, talent doesn't necessarily make you stand out anymore. Mm-hmm. But back then, to be as flamboyant, as much himself as himself, no putting on airs, none of that. He may have been a little reserved, but it sure didn't seem like it. artists like him or Jerry Lee Lewis or some of these artists that were just themselves in a time when it was really difficult to just be original. It's impressive. Whether you like their music or not is here or there, but just what they were able to pull off is impressive.
And it was, people were threatened by these, this stuff. Especially his flamboyance. What is he doing? He's gone crazy. By the way, if you check out any interview with Little Richard, they are so fun.
He was,
especially later in life, he had some great interviews that he would talk about where the music, one of my favorite things is he said, it was from church. He said they didn't have an organ, so people would keep their own time so that people would be stomping their feet and clapping their hands. And that's where he got the beat from. He would say he grew up in Macon, Georgia, or he would hear the train and he would say the chuck, 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 chuck. He would hear that, and that would be a rhythm to him. That's where he got his stuff from, which is why it was so original.
It's amazing, too. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that. And we also mentioned one more on the list. Walt Disney, born on this day in 1901, passed away in 1966.
All right.
As I always mention with Mr. Disney, there is the good and the bad.
Of course.
And I encourage people to look into that and find out their own. But I strongly encourage people to do something I did a lot when I was younger with this individual and judge. And I'm not proud of that, but I did. I was reading about a lot of things about him at a young age, and have read much more about him since. I think, regardless of what, we have to take individuals like this in history as a whole. And the complete human being, the complete body of work, if you will.
That's right.
And when you look at the complete body of work and what it is today, it's pretty hard to look at Disney and not be not only in have some inspiration to it, but also just take a step back and be like, whoa, look at what they, not only where it started and what was pulled off, just starting with a bunch of animation to the conglomerate that it is today.
I mean,
with theme parks and all, it is insane what started with a little mouse and what it has turned into.
Right. And it's from taking chances. No one thought Snow White would succeed. Full-length animated feature, people are like, what? No one's going to come see that. They like their short cartoons, before the movies and stuff. People thought it was going to be a disaster, and he took a chance. Literally, he spent his own money to do it. If it would have failed, he probably would have been ruined. And it worked.
As much as my issues with him have to do a lot with how he treated animators and creatives.
A lot of his employees, yeah.
Walt also believed and bet on creatives and bet on himself.
That's true.
And it's really one of the greatest stories of that. We've got a lot of that nowadays, but back then it was so much more rare, let alone in this industry.
I was going to say, especially in that industry where everything at that point was so entrenched with the main studios. It was so hard to make it independent.
And a big thing that I learned that was important to me. Now, one person that I've never had any problem with judgment or anything like that I've always just looked up to is Jim Henson. Yeah. Well, Jim Henson would tell you, you don't have any Jim Henson without Walt Disney.
That's right.
So I can't give him that credit, credit to where it's due and stuff too.
Exactly.
And of course, we celebrate all of you out there.
Yes,
multiple
indeed.
Days.
Whoever you are,
yes.
Wherever you are, happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there. Be listening tomorrow for, again, we'll I'll get through these names again. We'll make sure to add them to the list for tomorrow. And more. We'll have more names for tomorrow. And we encourage you to head on over to Misty's Menu. Head on over there today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR.
All right.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Might want to put the lowriders away for the winter, everybody in Wisconsin. So we know how big lowriders are in Wisconsin.
You know, we have so many here.
We will have Christmas bumpers coming up for you, everybody. Be on the lookout for those. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to taking a call here, too, pretty soon. Well, not this call. We actually have to keep the lines open. But good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, Pam.
Just to let everybody know, that was my error. I'm sorry about the birthdays. That was, I just put them on the wrong date. You know?
Really not a big deal. Not a big deal, Pam.
I know.
Appreciate you. Know
what, yeah, I'm sorry. Also, I'm glad the wind is not blowing. It was so windy out there, it blew my flag away. I have no idea where my flag is.
Oh, no.
I drove in the driveway, and it's like, oh, my goodness, my flag has blown away. I have to walk through the yards and see.
We'll be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
The rogue flag.
It was a gift to me. It was a real nice newer flag, and I don't know where it is.
We will keep a lookout for that, and maybe one of our great listeners.
If anyone in the 2 mile area sees a flag, it probably belongs to me.
We'll try to hunt that down. And thank you for calling up, Pam. We'll see you soon.
Okay, already. We'll see you in a little bit. Bye.
Bye.
That best. The soul of this day, really, the heart of this station. Yeah. Pam Hilke right there. We appreciate you. Let's take a look at this one, Seth, as we get ready to be joined by our friends from St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church. Got to make sure I get that right. That is coming. Maybe I'll just go to you. I'll just point to you to let that.
St. Paul's Church. I think you're fine. You don't have to do the whole thing there.
I try to be respectful.
I hear you.
This is what the Jew does. You know, I'm trying to make sure that I'm covering my bases here. So Costco is doing something that is against all religions. I don't know about that, but it is weird. Okay. Costco's hot dog debuted 40 years ago, priced at $1.50. They've never changed the price, which is part of why it's become legendary.
Yeah.
And if you've ever been to a Costco's and you've had one of them, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah. They're big too. Yeah. Nothing cheap about that.
And they're good meat. I was shocked by that. I ate it because I was starving. I didn't expect to like it. I didn't expect it to be good. It wasn't bad. At least this was a decade ago. It was probably longer than that, but I enjoyed it. But Sam's Club has an interesting idea to compete, a holiday hot dog monstrosity.
Oh, dear.
They're testing something called the Holly Dog. Oh, boy. And the toppings combine Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, what?
And it's pretty wild. The menu options include a hot dog topped with turkey on one side and prime rib roast on the other. A dog topped with mashed potatoes on one side and Christmas cookie on the other. And one topped with pumpkin pie on one side and candy canes on the other.
What the... Is this real?
This is only for Buddy the Elf. This is literally the only person they're selling this to. Unfortunately, there are only a few locations offering this insanity to others.
Unfortunately?
Yeah, I believe that was sarcastic. To me, it was.
Yeah.
One location in New York City today only, one in Nashville on Monday, and one in Dallas on next Thursday. The Holly Dogs also aren't available in the warehouse. They are being served at a pop-up cart just outside of it. It's unclear if they plan on making this a regular thing or if it's successful, if they will continue to do it, but it sounds like they do plan on stopping by more stores in other cities in the future. They suggest that adventurous people could make their own Holly Dog concoctions at home, with like stovetop stuffing.
Why would you do that? Oh, my
mac
goodness.
And cheese or whatever. Cranberry sauce they recommend throwing in. Cranberry sauce in a hot dog seems wrong to both the cranberry sauce and the dog.
Well, here's the thing, okay? They make hot dogs out of turkey now. Why not just base the dog, make it a turkey dog, and then you can start adding the stuff on there. That makes more sense than like a beef or like a, you know, regular hot dog, whatever they're made out of.
I don't.
But I, I, I don't get it. Why?
No.
I don't get it. I really don't.
Well, and I mean, they're not doing this actually thinking people, this is going to be the new, this is going to replace the Whopper. You know, I mean, they got to be doing it. And they, yeah. You can tell how much they really believe in this by the fact that there's three locations a limited time doing it.
Yeah. They're not even in the store. It's like a pop-up outside.
It's almost like we don't want to really acknowledge this, but we kind of do if it's successful. Like, if it did well, then certainly they would run with it.
You know, you talk about this a lot, you know, especially in terms of like movies and stuff, you know, the leak, quote unquote, you know, right. We're going to leak this information and see what happens. I'm guessing that's kind of similar.
Feels like a little bit of that.
Trying a little too hard, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not sure about that one. If you share, you can make your own combinations and everything. And if you share them online on social media, you can tag Sam's Club with the hashtag HollyDog and tell them which locations should get your dog next. And maybe they'll make yours out there.
Maybe they will.
Who knows? Before we go to our break, we want to talk with some good friends of ours over at St. Paul's Church. We have them joining us on the phone right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who do I have joining me here?
My name is Tom. I'm the outreach chair for St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Rapids.
Tom, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate this and the timing of it as well, because you guys have a really fun event coming up this Saturday. Can you tell our audience about it?
Sure. So we do every year, we do what we call Christmas for Kids. It's for kids ages 3 to 10. It's a free event, and we invite parents to bring them in, drop them off, and we have different things going on for the kids. We do like a snack making, sometimes it's cookies, sometimes it's little different things, and we teach them a couple songs. We do a crafts area, then we have an area where they can go and play in the gym for a little bit with different events. And then at the end of it, usually about 11:30, the kids will come back into the sanctuary of the church and present a song that they learned for the parents. And they also do a Bible study for Christmas. It's to learn about the birth of Jesus Christ. And it's a good time.
And Tom, that it sounds like a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a great event. How long have you guys been doing this? It's been a while, hasn't it?
I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, it's been quite a while. Yeah, I've been with the church 3 years now, and we've done it every year.
That's pretty cool.
And then we also, one thing I did forget to mention, we do have a lunch that we provide at noon after the kids are done singing in the sanctuary.
Very nice.
With an event like this, Tom, do we need people to register for it?
Yeah, so they can either register one of two ways. Well, actually, one of three ways. They can either go to stpaulswr.org, or they can call 715-421-3634, or they can register the morning of the event. We ask them to be there by 8:45 if they're going to register in person.
And we certainly encourage people to find out more by going to your website, stpaulswr.org. That's stpaulswr.org. You can also go to your Facebook page as well, right?
That is correct.
When it comes to coming to the event and bringing the kids and everything, is there anything that parents should keep in mind with this?
Well, we just ask that the parents be prompt. They do not have to stick around for the event, but we ask that they be prompt and be back there by 11:30 for the event, because we do do an accountability when we release them to the parents afterwards. So we make sure that they're going to the right parent, and that'll be explained at the time of registration.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And you know, I can't thank you guys enough for having something like this in the community, something that not only the kids can get into and hang out with other kids, and we know how important that is and everything, and certainly the spirit of this event, but as well as giving parents a break. I'm joking, but it is nice. It is nice that they can kind of drop the kids off and everything.
Yeah. You know, we do it every year, and, you know, gives the parents time to go and do whatever they need to do for a couple hours and come back with all the parents there. And, you know, we next year we want to be able to do more to include the parents that do want to stick around. But we're still in process of working through some of that.
That's wonderful. When it comes, and that's a really encouraging. I look forward to next year when we talk, Tom, that you know, getting into that a little bit more. That'll be exciting to hear about. And I think it's such a, all of this is wonderful, and the kids are going to enjoy. But the idea of them giving a little presentation, doing the song to the parents and everything, really is the cherry on top of this.
It is. You know, they get to learn about Jesus Christ, and they get to tell their parents what they've learned through song and expression, and they get to learn firsthand what a lot of us know older in life, and to see the look on their face and the magic of Christmas is just wonderful to experience in them.
It's a great event. We've heard good things about it for a long time, and it's great to have you on the air, be able to talk about it, Tom. Thank you so much. Again, let's remind everybody to register for this event. It is coming up this Saturday from 9 to 11:45 over at St. Paul's at 311 14th Avenue South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And Tom, they can register by going to stpaulswr.org or going to the Facebook page, right?
That is correct. They can also call 715-421-3634.
Excellent. Tom, right. I appreciate you taking the time and being able to join us this morning. Have fun with the event. We'll be making sure that you guys get a bunch of kids for it. We'll be talking about it today. Tomorrow, we'll lead right into it.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time.
Have a great day. That was Tom joining us from St. Paul's Church at 311 14th Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. It's important to know that location for this event because it is coming up this Saturday, everybody.
It's coming.
9 a.m. to 11:45. Go check it out. And as Tom mentioned there, they have lunch afterwards. So be sure to stick around for that and make sure to get the kids registered at stpaulswr.org, stpaulswr.org, or give them a call at 715-421-3634, 421-3634. Seth and I will be back with more show coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James here with you, being brought in by the Spinners. Gotta let those horns get in there. Gotta let that happen.
Absolutely.
I hope you guys have had a good hour with us here. We got another hour to do. We got another hour to go. We're going to take it right to the top and get to that. We'll kick off at 9 o'clock with some our good friends from the Southwick County Humane Society. Have our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to that. Also getting into some entertainment news and plenty more with you. Gonna be a lot of fun. But for right now, are you a self-gifter? I don't know. I can say that on the air. I double-checked.
Yes,
The season of giving has become the season of asking for gift cards and cash, so this trend makes sense.
Okay.
Are you a self-gifter? 42% of Americans plan to buy themselves at least one gift this year, and that is up from 38% when the same poll was done a year ago. Mm-hmm. Most are spending $100 on themselves, but some are splurging. 46% plan to spend less than $100 on their own gifts. 32% said between $100 and $200, and 22% are spending more. It also looked at the top types of self-gift items we're splurging on, and the top three are a nice meal, nice clothes, and self-care stuff, like a spa visit or something like that.
Okay.
So I'm a big believer in taking care of your own backyard. I've learned this the hard way, that you've got to be able to do that if you want to take care of others.
It's true, yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with getting yourself something. And certainly, you know yourself better than anybody, so you know the things you need. I'm not good I'm really, really bad at, I want this new toy, so I'm going to buy that. But if I need socks, I've gotten myself to the point where I'm going to get myself the darn socks.
Yes.
It just is one of those, and I know I'm not alone in that. There's a lot of people in that similar boat and everything. And I think it's important in life to, you know, think of ourselves the way we think of others oftentimes. Right. And treat ourselves like we would want to be, like we treat our best friend or something like that.
Well, and what you said before, you know, if there's no, you know, love of self, it's really actually hard to love other people. You can't do that. And doing, you know, gifting is a sign of love, right? Yeah, you're buying gifts for people, not just, you know, because it's Christmas or whatever. You're doing it because you love them and you want to do something for them. Well, I think this is very similar. Yeah. I think doing something for yourself, that's not such a bad thing. Now, I would caution you, do not do something that's on your wish list because someone else might be getting that for you. So be careful with what you get.
Very good call. Yes, very, very good call by you. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Or you're going to end up with, you know, two, you know, toilet brushes or whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get a lot of ties. Yeah. You're going to get a lot of ties. This is one of those topics where do I talk about it on our morning show or not? And we're going to.
Are we
going to
go for it?
We're going to go for
it. All right.
In part because I think it's important to bring attention to this subject. Mm-hmm. Men over 50, would this be better or somehow much worse as we go from self-gifting to self-other things? according to a new report, your next prostate exam could be done by a robotic finger.
Okay.
Researchers in China have been working on a flexible finger-like probe that sensors on the end. They think it could eventually be used to detect things like enlarged prostate or abnormal lumps.
Okay.
It's called a BSF, a bio-inspired soft finger. Anything called a BSF, not getting anywhere, not getting 10 feet near me. I'm kidding. I'm joking. It has all the things you would imagine as a normal finger.
Right.
And it's not just for prostate exams. In a recent test, it was able to find someone's artery on their wrist and measure their pulse.
Okay. Which is all very cool.
Hopefully it washed its hands first.
Yeah, please.
Sorry, I've become a child.
All right.
Don't even talk to me now.
So there's a couple things. There's a couple things here that are cool. First of all, finger-like. Yeah. Okay. Not sure what that means.
Yeah.
What are we looking at here? Can we see a picture? No. Right. I'm curious about that.
Yeah.
But at the same, you know, like, is it? I want to know the guy they based it on. You know, yeah. Is how big his hands are. Yeah. It's like. Yeah. Well, we use Guido here. You know.
Yeah.
Oh my God, no.
Like, and Shaquille O'Neal was nice enough to let us use a model of his hand. Like, no. Why? Why would you use?
If you can make it like smaller, that would make sense because then it's not as, you know, uncomfortable when you're.
Right.
I hate when you use the word probed, but.
Right. There's just no. I'm not even sure if you could say that before noon on the air. I'm not sure if you can. They think the technology could also be used to find lumps in breast tissue. So after, so they're able to be used for those things as well.
For other cancer things too. Right. Yeah.
Now, this is awkward and uncomfortable, as it should be, because, we're still working through talking about these things out loud and everything, but we know. Very well here at this radio station, and I am positive that people out there listening understand how important these exams are.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you haven't heard or not, but now they're even suggesting it at 45, not just 50, to start getting this.
Yeah, especially they've done that for colon cancer now. It's 45. They've lowered it to 45, and I would not be surprised to see that with a lot of like prostate. Yeah, I think they're going to start lowering that. I wouldn't be surprised either. So
I've lost at least three very close people to me, and this radio station has lost some people when it comes to prostate cancer and everything. And when you think of something that can be detected and can be prevented, but it might not be because of uncomfortableness or awkwardness or just a plain misplaced manlyism or whatever you want to word it as and everything.
Exactly.
You know what seems pretty manly to me? Being there for your loved ones.
Hey.
Being alive. Being there.
The people that want you there. Yeah.
I think you can put up with this for a minute or 2 minutes or whatever. It is, because I haven't had it done yet, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that you're there for your grandkids or your kids or your kids' kids or whatever. I don't know. We got to get over this. As men, I can't think of a more ridiculous thing as a man. Yeah, didn't have my prostate check. Oh, well, welcome to heaven. What are we doing, man?
Right, yeah, I'm going to die, but, you know, I didn't get it.
I'm going to be a great example to my children and not get this done. A simple thing that I could have done and find out and even catch this early on or something.
Yep. Just found out an acquaintance. Same. Exactly. Just found out he has a prostate tumor, but they found it enough time. It's local, hasn't spread. Now they can take care of it. This is why you do it. So you can, even if you have it, you can get it taken care of before something really bad happens.
I don't think that we get anywhere in life by shaming or talking down to people. And I'm really trying not to do that. But I happen to get a little passionate about this one, having lost the people that I have lost. And I think a lot of people can relate to that out there.
Yeah.
If you can defend not getting this test, please feel free to call up 715-424-2600.
You're wrong. Yeah. But, you know, you could try.
There's just no reason not to get this done. And I will say one thing about this, as much fun as we're having with the topic and everything. If this is the thing, like... if they're, because you know men as well as I do, and you guys out there do, there are men out there that wouldn't maybe get this done, but now a robotic finger? Oh, okay. But, you know, because it's not a real person.
Right. You're so right, though.
Somewhere in the brain that works out, yes. And if that gets you to get the test done, let's get this on the market.
Let's do it.
This worked out. Let's just please work out the bugs first. Please.
Let's make sure it's good to go before.
For the love of all that is, please work out the bugs before.
Before it goes in, yeah.
This can't be like the newest iPhone where, you know, they're still working on the, like, this thing's got to be ready, set, go. Like, this has got to be in, this has got to be very much built into. Yeah. And a shout out to the companies working on this stuff, because it doesn't just help men. This is something that can help men,
help
women.
Everybody.
Everybody. That's pretty cool.
We know so well, any kind of cancer, early detection is the key. As soon as you know about it, the better chances you are of surviving if you can get it as early as possible.
We are going to wrap up each hour throughout the month, really going forward here, trying to add some good stories of the day and mention some local events. And our Wisconsin Rapids area community choir has It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year holiday concert coming up this Saturday at 4 o'clock. It'll take place at the First Congressional Church at 311 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. Admission is free. Free will donations are accepted, and reception will be following the concert. The concert is going to feature many new selections and traditional holiday favorites.
Cool.
Audience is singing along with the carols and stuff, too.
You got to sing along, everybody.
A shout out to their co-conductors, Sid and Vicky and Jan and Jennifer. Their pianist is Mary. Their organist is Christine. They're a French horn from Jennifer and violin from Ginger.
They've got some more instruments too. That's cool.
I don't remember that violin. Maybe they've had that every year. Mm-hmm. I don't remember, but God, I'm a sucker for a violin. First Congressional Church is where It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year holiday concert will be taking place this Saturday at 4 o'clock. Again, admission is free. They would love a free will donation, mm-hmm, if you are able to. Greatly appreciated. Yep. And join them for this wonderful event this Saturday, 4 o'clock, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Community Choir.
Yep.
Gonna be fun.
Get you in the Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm. We are gonna come back at the 9 o'clock hour with our pet of the week from our friends from the Southfield County Humane Society, getting some entertainment news and plenty more on the morning show right here at.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.